Hi, my name is Teal, and I'm your host for the SweatNet Be Amazing podcast, where we share stories of amazing women who live in our communities. My hope is that you will feel encouraged and inspired after listening to each episode. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me again today on the Be Amazing podcast. I'm so excited. I have a new episode, and I cannot wait to share who my guest is today. But before we get to that, let's talk about the Be Amazing weekend happening October 15th and 16th here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Y'all, it's a weekend of celebration that I don't want you to miss. Ladies, we have a Be Amazing showcase. It's a runway show. This is for you. It's an opportunity for you to celebrate who you are, share your story, connect with like-minded women. Like, the whole thing backstage is amazing. We have Paul Busetta, who is the chief photographer for Strong Fitness Magazine. He's back there capturing everything, capturing all the photos. And you're just having this amazing time being uplifted and inspired and being encouraged. And so I don't want you to miss that. And then we go right into the Be Amazing Gala, which is open to everyone. We want everyone to come. This is a night of celebration, dinner, dancing, and y'all, we have special entertainment. The Men in Bras Runway Show is happening, benefiting Carolina Breast Friends. So it is going to be something you don't want to miss. So go to beamazingweekend.com right now and register. Okay, so let's talk about my guest. It is the first time since I've started this podcast that I interview a man. Of course, this is not just any man. This is the man, the myth, the legend of fitness photography, Paul Busetta. While Paul is the first male guest to ever be on this podcast, he is every bit the advocate for women's empowerment that all my previous guests have been. Paul was personally responsible for changing the way women's fitness photography is done in a more flattering, feminine manner a decade ago in his role as the chief photographer for Oxygen Magazine. Today, he is the owner and chief photographer for Strong Fitness Magazine, a women's fitness magazine for women. And they are the sponsor for the title sponsor for the Be Amazing Weekend, which is happening here October 15th and 16th in Charlotte. Listen in to this former banker who didn't pick up a camera professionally until his mid-30s, almost immediately became the most sought-after photographer by models all around the Toronto area and today globally in the fitness industry and beyond. Make sure to tune in for a laugh and learn about Paul and his crazy story and his eternal good vibes. Stay tuned for this incredible conversation with Paul.
Welcome to the show, Paul. I'm so glad to have you on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, this is going to be some fun conversation. And so I just want to jump in and get started. You are a photographer. And to me, it's like, when I think of photographer, you're like the top, like it's everybody wants to shoot with you. But I want to know, when did you first pick up a camera?
It wasn't until like my mid 30s, I think. I used to work at a major bank. That was my original career. And then when I left that, I left to get into web design, and I was designing websites, and I realized I need images to go with these sites for these clients. And back then I had a kind of a point and shoot film camera, and I'd take a picture, go to the 1 hour developing place, have my film developed, bring it back, scan it, cause I had a scanner at that time, and I'd put those images up on the internet. And then finally they came out with a digital camera, and I thought that would be so much faster. And I mean, this was a garbage camera. But I bought it, and it was really expensive. And I started kind of taking pictures, that I could literally download right away and use. And a friend of mine, that's when I first picked it up. Yeah. That would have been about my mid 30s. And I, at that point, I knew nothing about photography.
That's crazy. So you started taking pictures, you're doing the websites and all of that. When was like the first break for you professionally?
Okay, well, I was going to go on to that tangent, but I thought, maybe I should just answer the question. I'll do that, by the way. I warn you right now, you and okay. Anyone listening, I might just go off on tangents. Okay, so I had this digital camera, and a friend of mine knew I had this camera, and he asked if I could take pictures of his girlfriend, as she was just accepted into a model agency. And model images that I'd always ever seen were always kind of like actress headshots, arms crossed, smiling at the camera. And that's kind of what I suspected it was going to be. So I said, yeah, sure. I gave my address and said, have her come over and I'll take some pictures of her. I was kind of semi-retired at the time. And so she came by and she brought a suitcase, and I'll never forget this. She opened up the suitcase and it was like all lingerie. And I remember looking at it, and then I look up at her. And I'm like, are you going to pose in your underwear? And that was a thing. Like that was a, I was like, holy, what? Okay. Yeah. And I, you know, I try to play it cool. Like, oh yeah, this is okay. This happens all the time. And, but there was no warning that she was doing, wanted like lingerie type pictures. I had no idea. And like I came right from the bank side, so this was kind of new for me. So needless to say, we ended up spending the whole day shooting and shot almost everything. And I asked her, now back then, because I was in web design, the site that I was practicing everything with was paulbusetta.com. And so I, back then, I mean, it was just kind of a comedic blog. And so I asked her if I could put some of my pictures on the site, and she agreed. I think she was actually kind of happy about it. And I put her pictures on my website. And what I didn't know back then, websites were like $20,000 to have a custom site made. There was no plugins or anything. It was all, you know, hard coding at the time. And so what I didn't know at the time was when I put, I put on publicsite.com and I put photographer, but it was meant as a joke. And, but I did put it in the meta tags, which is what the search engines recognize. And next thing I know, a week later, I'm starting to get emails from models asking if I would shoot them. And what I didn't know was I was the first photographer really kind of in Toronto where I am, to have a website. So all the models were finding me, and you know, the next thing I know, everyone's showing up with suitcases of lingerie.
How long did it take for you to get used to that?
Oh, by the second shoot, and it really is kind of interesting, because you do lose sight of that right away. Like now, it's just kind of like, it's like posing outfits. When women get on stage for fitness competitions, you know, if they walk out in a posing outfit, you don't think, ooh, heavens, you know, you know, it's kind of like, okay, let's see, turn, three-quarter turn, and you're just used to it. And to me, lingerie is no different than that. I'm just kind of used to it now.
That's really cool in a way, because I think, you know, it's not easy, I think, for some women to get into lingerie, and then you have some women that don't care. And mm-hmm. I think the fact that, because I know this vibe with you, like you have such a crazy good vibe, but you also have like this, there's a safeness about you. Like you've created mm-hmm. like where people feel like they can be vulnerable and like, you know, maybe wear something that they're uncomfortable in, and you're able to create that kind of space. And I think that's really awesome, because well, not everybody can do that. And especially a guy.
No, I appreciate that. I actually work really hard, and it's not just the lingerie. And in fact, I forget that that's a thing. You just reminded me. I'm like, oh yeah, I guess someone would be a little uncomfortable in that. I really don't address it. And when someone says, oh, I'm really uncomfortable because I have, you know, I have some children and I have loose skin or some stretch marks, or I'm this side of my face is not my favorite side or whatever. I respect what they say, but I really give it no energy. And I say, okay, let's get going. Let's get started. And I don't focus on that stuff. I just focus on the positive and the good stuff. And really quickly, it gets to the point that, I mean, I show them as we go how the pictures are looking, and it just builds their confidence. They're always like, wow, I can't believe that's me.
Yeah, you just tap into everybody's beauty, I think, because that's what we all see. And to me, that to me in itself is a gift, because there's all kinds of photographers out there, and there's a lot of people shooting pictures, mm-hmm. but there's something really special about what you do, and especially with the women that you work with, and why they always want to come back, and why there's like all these amazing photos, because every woman you shoot is amazing. Like that, I hands down, like every picture that's posted, it's awesome.
It's like a personal challenge for me to, especially because everyone's kind of their own worst enemy, I guess, when it comes to, you know, oh, you know, I'm not one of your Instagram models, and I'd be rich if I had a dollar for every model that said I'm not one of your, you know, one of your models, one of your Instagram models. And I'm like, none of my Instagram models are my Instagram models. They're all moms, and you know, and they all have jobs, and I was like, these aren't professional models. You know, so by the end of every shoot, everyone says, oh, I feel it. I get it. And I always say a shoot is way better than a spa day because it you feel way better than the spa day. The pictures last a lifetime and you can show them off to your friend because no one really cares about pictures of your spa day.
That's right. They're memories and they're things that you can look at and it'll bring you right back to that moment when you took the photo. That's everything. Mm-hmm. Well, so let's go back a minute. I want to know where the first break with a fitness magazine.
Yeah. So I was already shooting for a few other, I was more of a glamour magazine at the time, or a glamour photographer shooting for glamour magazines. And one of my clients had me shooting a fitness model and I was just kind of blown away by her physique. And she said, well, she was, I guess, a couple of days out from competing. And she's like, well, if you like fitness physique, you need to come to the show. And so I went, and this was some years back, and I was sitting at the show and I couldn't believe the women that were coming out. And I was just, I managed to get a press pass and I was just going crazy shooting everyone that was out on the stage. And I mean, it's funny because to me, it always seemed wrong to sell the pictures. So I just, I'd reach out to everyone. I put up galleries. I'm like, here, have your pictures, knock yourself out, enjoy them. And I still to this day do the same thing. I mean, but I don't really go to many shows. I don't sit in the press area anymore, but back to the ones afterwards I did. So one of the models that won, I ended up getting in touch with, this was Annette Milbers. And so next, because she lived pretty far away, the next year she was coming to town, we shot. And we went downtown and we were shooting on the streets and I was shooting her in the style that was more glam. It was more kind of fashion based, more glam based, not in the traditional fitness. Now you have to understand, this is now going back like 18 years ago, fitness had a very different look. All the poses were kind of the same. It was that hands on hips, kind of big smile and flex the lats kind of, and I remember looking at the fitness photography back in that day and I'm like, oh, well, this is it. Like, I'm not finding real variety. It was all of a lot of that kind of cheesecake kind of fitness. So I just said, forget it. I'm going to shoot her cool. I'm going to put outfits on her and all this, that, which is kind of a bit of a taboo. You don't want to hide muscle, but I was like, you're in good shape. That's a byproduct or that's an accessory. And so we did these amazing pictures and she's now the next day working at a booth for Oxygen magazine with Robert Kennedy. And she's like, you need to see some of these pictures that I took. And she shows him these pictures and he's like, tell this guy to get in touch with me. Tell him to get in touch with me. So I knew he was older and I was like, okay, I'm going to get a portfolio printed out to send to him. Knowing he was older, I printed big 11 by 17 images, like big pictures, thinking, well, I don't know how good his eyesight might be, so I'm just gonna print bigger pictures. So I remember I dropped them off at the office and I was driving home and I get a phone call and he's like, is that Paul Busetta? And Bob has this English accent. And I said, it is. He's like, Bob Kennedy here. And I'm looking at your pictures, boy, they're bloody brilliant. And that's the way he was. And from that point onward, he's like, I want you to shoot for my magazines. And I was like, wow, this is the best day ever. And, fast forward a couple of years, I'm the chief photographer for Oxygen, for Muscle Mag, Reps, Clean Eating, American Curves, Maximum Fitness. God, trying to remember all those names. Yeah.
That's amazing. Because yeah. I mean, I know like you're talking about 18 years ago and the magazines and everything. And I remember like fitness was so different then than it is now.
Okay.
Like,
so
completely different.
This is one of the kind of the things that a lot of people don't know, but I'm really proud of. If you look back to the Oxygen covers before me, there was a lot of like leopard skin bikinis on a beach with waves splashing on. This was Oxygen covers back then. I mean, it's hard to remember that they were like that. I mean, when you think you're like, well, I don't remember Oxygen covers with models on the beach and the waves. And I'm like, yeah, if you dig far enough, you'll find them. That was before me. And then they were shooting models a little more in studio, but with a lot of shadows, which don't really flatter the face very much. It's cool for men because they look, macho and what have you. But for a woman, it takes away some of the aesthetic of the beauty. And so I said to Bob, I want to highlight muscle with light rather than with shadows. And I'll show you it. And this was the high key kind of the new look of Oxygen at the time, and he loved it. And that's the kind of stuff that, well, they're not doing it so much these days, but that moved forward and for like the next 10 years was the kind of the standard for the Oxygen covers.
That's so awesome. Yeah. Like that, I love the history of it because I love seeing how fitness has evolved and changed and then how you've been an integral part of that, which now leads me to when did Strong Fitness Magazine come about? Like, how did that all happen?
So I never saw that happening, to be honest. It was never a plan. It was never a, I was really happy at Oxygen. Life was good. And I just loved working with Bob. Bob was like a second dad for me. And like we used to have lunch every other day, two, three times a week. He'd come by the studio and I think he just liked being around the fitness models. But so I'm working for Oxygen and Bob had passed away some time ago and I'm shooting for Oxygen and I get a phone call saying, hey, you may as well stop the shoot. Oxygen's gone bankrupt. And I was like, what? Like, this was on a Friday and I was, wow, a Friday, I think 8 years ago, I think. And just like last month, anniversary. And the Oxygen had got bankrupt. And I remember thinking, wow, I just kind of lost my gig. What am I going to do now? And I felt sad for myself, like kind of like everyone else for the night. And then I realized there's a giant void now with Oxygen gone. And I said, well, how hard could it be to start a magazine? You get a piece of paper, you put some words on it, some pictures, voila, you know, staple them together. You got a magazine. And, you know, literally that's about as much as I knew about the magazine industry at the time. So I woke up thinking if I could be a photographer, I can be a publisher. Really, how hard could it be? So I called the creative director, Erin, who was the creative director at Oxygen, and I called her and I said, you know, I told her I want to start a magazine and I'm thinking of calling Kirsten Brown, who was an editor that I was working with over back at Oxygen. And I really thought she was amazing. I thought she would make an amazing editor in chief. And so Erin agreed. And so I called her and we had only met like twice. We only worked together like twice. It wasn't like we had a really long lasting or long standing relationship. And so I told them Saturday, the day after, I'm going to start a new fitness magazine. You guys want in? And they took it. And literally on Monday, mind you, they wanted a week to mourn, but I was ready to go Monday morning. Let's just start. And here we are. Yeah.
And it's been awesome to see like, just how much Strong has grown and like how much of a presence it has in the industry. And it's amazing to me how your career, even as a photographer, you didn't start out to be that, just like you didn't start out to be a publisher. No. It's just the way things have evolved, but you've just, I guess, been open and ready when something happens and you just go with it.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've failed at a few things in life as well, but I made a lot of mistakes when I started the magazine. Oh, if I could go back in time. I've been lucky. I don't know what to say. Optimistic enthusiasm, just go with it. But I think one of the reasons Strong has really done well, and because when we got together with the team, when we first started Strong, and I remember I sat with Kirsten and Erin and we did a vision board. We all three of us separately went out on the internet and pulled images that kind of represented the look and feel of Strong. Because one of the things that I wasn't really a big fan of was that Oxygen was always kind of a man's interpretation of what a woman in fitness should look like. And I always thought, I don't know. I don't see women representing themselves as working out with smiles and being kind of pretty. They were, you know, on Instagram, they're showing their calluses. They're showing the blood, sweat, and tears of how hard they're working and not being pretty. You know, they're showing that they're working really hard for this. And so we pulled out and we all had the same kind of imagery in mind. And so the girls literally just ran with the magazine. I would take the pictures, but it really was a women's magazine now for women.
It is very much that way. And I feel like it's evolved even more where body types, like every body type is represented. And it is about women being strong, and not just physically strong, but strong mentally, strong emotionally, just strong all the way around. So, you know, the magazine really does represent all women, which I think is really cool. And that's even the more I talk with more and more women now in fitness. You know, when I started in fitness, it was very, you know, women were very muscular, and it was about ripped physiques and about how many abs you had. And that's what you would see in the magazines. And I love how strong is now really, it's every woman, and every woman looks a little different. And there isn't one set standard. So I think it's beautiful in what you all do. And of course, you know, the photos, we love the photos.
Thanks.
Is there a favorite part of your magazine, or the magazine that you really are proud of?
That's tough, because it's so much of it. But I mean, we have a really nice section. It's Women to Watch. These are people that are women that are killing it in the prospective kind of fields, and that have made certain accomplishments. And I rarely get to shoot those, and rarely get to meet them, but I'm really proud of that section. I think it looks really cool. I always love, there's a big place in my heart for when I flip through the magazine, I get to the Strong Camp pictures, because it's more than just, I mean, and if you've attended one and you've hosted one and obviously attended, if you've been to one, you know how it could be a life-changing weekend, how women can bond physically, emotionally over the weekend. And it really, it's so much more, it's kind of like bricks and mortar of what we do at the magazine. I get to actually see it in action. And so when we see the pictures, I just know that these women had a really amazing weekend. And I don't know, I always get so happy seeing those pictures.
So let's go back. How did Strong Camp get started? Because that was an idea of yours. You were inspired by something for that.
Yeah. Completely unrelated to this. I years ago when, it was during the oxygen days. I decided I'm going to get a motorcycle. I'm going to get my motorcycle license. And I did a weekend course, where, you know, they taught you how to ride and they taught you this and that. And there was a 1 hour in-class component, and we all met. And then the rest of the weekend, we're wearing helmets and we're not really talking with one another. These are full face helmets. We're not talking with one another or anything. And by the end of the weekend, they give us the marks and that we passed, and now we can go and, you know, do our license and whatnot. And I remember they said, okay, bye. And they hand you the paper. And I was like, shouldn't we go get a beer or something? Like, we just spend the weekend together. Like, I was really kind of, I thought this could have been so much better. I know that's not why I was there, but it really could have, you know, I felt bad. I didn't even say, hey, everyone, let's go get a bite to eat and let's all chat and celebrate that, you know, we passed this thing. So I knew boot camps were happening, and I thought, well, I mean, we could do a boot camp. I mean, but I want to make it a little more special. I want to make sure that the people bond, that it's not just about, you know, getting a good workout in, but that they get, you know, information so that they're happy that, you know, they, I apologize for the dogs barking, that they get, you know, that there's quality in the information, and that, they're getting the value in it, and that they have a weekend of heightened emotional connectivity with others. Because I've had at a lot of strong camps where after the, you know, on the first day we break for lunch and we're having lunch, and women say, you know what, if that was it for camp, that was the best weekend I've ever had. And I was like, wow, we got, you know, so much more still to go. And so it really all panned out from that funny little motorcycle course I took. I said, let's just do this, but make sure we have a good emotional connection and a weekend of bonding and make it worthwhile. And that, I think that's one of the reasons that strong camps are so successful.
They are. Like, I can just say from the one we had here in Charlotte, the first one we had here in May, and it was everything. Like, and it was everything. I felt like it was an extension of the magazine, even though we didn't have everybody hear from that, but there was there's just this vibe about it. And it was awesome to hear stories after. So I had one young woman, she was kind of quiet at the beginning. And then at the very end, she opened up and talked about how this transformed her life. And I was like, wow, like, that's what it's all about. And we had several stories after that come out of that. And it was just, it's an incredible time. And every strong camp ambassador you have, I feel like they have that heart and that passion to carry on what you have started, not only with the magazine, but what you have started with Strong Camp. And it's really cool to be part of that.
Thanks. Love having you as part of the team.
Yeah, I got my strong shirt on today. I'm like, yes. Gotta rep the brand. Well, with all of this, and we're talking about the women, you know, how women are not just moved through Strong Camp, but, you know, Strong Fitness Magazine. And then, of course, going back to you taking photos, has there been a story or is there somebody that, or maybe a photo shoot that you had with someone that is special to you or kind of one of those moments that you just really like look back on it and just really appreciate that moment?
You know, I think the most memorable one actually came from Strong Fitness Magazine's first transformation challenge. So just before the challenge, and it's funny, I'm going to backpedal a little bit. Just before the challenge, I had a free shoot giveaway. And we did this contest that, you know, you just basically sign up for it and you could win a free shoot. There was really no strings attached. And so we had the box and we did a live, and the video is up on my Facebook, and we did a live announcement, and she had actually tested it to make sure it worked by signing up herself. So we mix it up and we had like 1500 names in the box. She mixes it up and she pulls out the name, reads it. It's her name. She pulls out Monica. And I was like, what are the odds? She goes, I get a free shoot. But then she goes, okay, let's do this for real. So she pulls out Danae Pierce. And I don't know who Danae is. Danae lives out in Lacey, Washington. And I was like, I don't really get out that way. Like, at all. So I don't know how this is going to happen, but we got to figure it out. And as luck would have it, she had also entered the transformation challenge for Strong. And when the voting was coming in, I don't really participate in the transformation challenge and the voting or anything like that. And I remember my wife telling me, okay, so we have a winner for the challenge. And she said the name. And I said, why do I know this name? And I didn't put the two together. And then I was going to Strong Camp Olympia. Anyhow, so this is a really long story to a short point. I'm going to Strong Camp Olympia. And they said, Danae is going to be at that camp. We can knock two birds off with one stone, the free shoot. But we also have to shoot her now because she won the transformation challenge for Strong. So I thought, okay, this is perfect. And so we show up at the shoot, and she is this just kind of cute. She's a mother of two. She's like a grade one school teacher, kind of squeaky, kind of shy and all this and that. She's, I'm really nervous. I'm really excited for the shoot and all that. And I thought, okay, well, this is kind of, she's cute. So I'm sure we're going to be able to get some really nice pictures of her. And I really hadn't even seen her before pictures, which I was blown away by after I saw him, because she started posting some of the pictures that we had done and the before pictures. And I was amazed by her transformation, but it changed her, that shoot. I mean, and on top of that, she just killed it. Her pictures were amazing. I was actually not prepared for her being such a good model, but her pictures were incredible, and she kind of made it a mission. She took it on herself. The confidence that it gave her to see herself in through the lens, kind of being photographed and being beautiful, because she never saw herself that way. She never believed that she could be one of those beautiful women, one of my Instagram models, if you will. And so, and she killed it. Like, her pictures are all over my Instagram. And but she took it on herself, thinking that she didn't feel right. to have experienced this and not share it with others. So she calls me and she said, listen, I want to do a giveaway of a free shoot, and I'll pay for it. So she now buys a shoot for a random person. She does the draw. She takes care of everything and has now done this twice, has given away shoots to other people because it impacted her life so much, that she wanted to make sure that she shared that with other people. And from, you know, that grade school teacher, very kind of shy in me. I mean, we've shot, and she's come down and shot with us in Vegas on one of our Vegas trips. And we did the whole Mad Max thing and the group shoot and jumping out of planes and stuff. And, you know, it's kind of like, it never ends, that kind of thing. And her journey has been an amazing one. And I when I think about it, I like, yeah, she's probably one of the ones that really stand out to me.
That's so cool. Yeah. And I love that she paid it forward and that she continues to do that. Cause I think that says a lot about, you know, I think a lot of times when people think of photo shoots and they think of it being like this really selfish thing, or like you said, some women are insecure cause they're like, I don't look like that, but there is something that happens, in photo shoots. And when people look and see, you know, the beautiful, how beautiful they really are, like it is transformative. Like it will transform them and there will be that confidence. And, but I love even more that she paid it forward. I just think that's like, that's freaking awesome.
Yeah, it really is. I agree.
Well, this kind of leads me to a question I had, and I don't have this. I didn't ask you this beforehand, but, you talked about contests. And you have done a video online, and shared about, some of the contests that go on that are put on by, you know, other companies.
Yeah.
And, I would love for you to kind of share your viewpoint on that, because there's a lot of women that enter those and, you know, all these hoops that they have to go through, and you've made the top 10 and then you make the, you know, they narrow it down and all of that. But I felt like this was something really important, I'd love for you to share.
Yeah, so I'm not against contests, and to be clear, I support everyone. If you want to do one of these contests, by all means. And like when I said, I did my free shoot giveaway, there was no strings. It was just basically, you know, put your name in the form, hit submit, and you're on my newsletter. And do you know how many newsletters I've sent since that contest? Zero. I have a mailing list I've just never used. I'm like, oh, now I got to write emails. Oh, and then people are going to reply. Oh, I don't know. I've got enough work on my plate. But when it comes to contests, it's a new trend now. And, for these contests, for you to get people to vote for you. So the one side is I can appreciate saying, hey, you know what, tag your friends in this, and every friend that you tag, you know, counts as one vote for you. Okay. Well, I can kind of appreciate that, but then they have this thing where you can buy votes for people. You get a free daily vote and now you can buy votes. So, well, now this turns into a, not so much a contest, but a money-making scheme. Like it's no longer now about who is the most valuable to win this. This is who can raise the most money. And even then it's not transparent. So you don't see the number of votes coming in. So you don't know if it's fixed or not. And I can't imagine. Because some of these contests are by some pretty big companies. And I can't imagine that they don't already have a winner in place just in case Jane Smith, or I just made up that name, obviously, but just in case Jane Smith has a very wealthy, you know, dad or boyfriend, or is very wealthy herself and has paid $100,000 worth of votes to buy her way to the top, and say, well, but we don't want her on the cover. So we'll give our shoe in. We'll just say that she raised, you know, $100,001 worth of votes, or, you know, that's the thing about these contests. Like I can go into a little more detail and, about them, and I will, and you can cut this part out if it's too in depth, but so here's how it kind of works. they either invite you or you kind of enter this contest and you get an email saying, congratulations, you've been invited or you've been accepted into this contest. And right away, that's like, wow. Or you with like these other 5 or 10 women or these other 10 women, let's say. So now you think, wow, there's 10 of us. And you're like, wow, this is really amazing. But they don't tell you that there might be 100 or 1,000 groups of 10 women. They only say that you and these 10 women have been accepted. So you think you have a, you know, 1 in 10 chance. And so you get your hustle on and you reach out to all your friends and family and say, please vote for me. And I speak from experience. The first time it came across, it was a friend of mine. And I was like, yeah, I'll vote for you. And I was like, wow, look, oh, I can buy you some votes. You know what? Okay, $50. I just bought, because I liked her. This is a friend of mine. I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to buy you $50 of votes. I'm not even that close to her. And I paid $50. I can't imagine what boyfriends, cousins, you know, guys who might like someone just, you know, say, hey, I, you know, like guys buying drinks. It's the same thing. They're buying votes. And so I can't imagine how many hundreds and hundreds of thousands get raised. And then what happens is like, hey, congratulations. You and these 3 or 5 other women are now going to the next round. And the models almost always are like, oh, there's more rounds. And they just shake it off and say, oh, well, okay, I guess let's do it again. But they, what you don't realize is there's another round and another round. And basically all they're doing is they're getting rid of the women who aren't getting the money, right? And so they keep remotivating you with new levels. And that, and then at the end, it's like, so now you've reached out to all your friends. Your friends may have paid money, your friends for the daily votes and that. And I think there's a lot of embarrassment and humiliation that starts to kind of show itself by the end of the contest or when the contest is over. I've never met a single model who has been in one of these that says, I'm glad I did that. I'm going to do that all over again. I've never heard one do that. They don't do it because there's too many strings attached and it just, no, I mean, it's one thing to say, yeah, I'll fill out my name and number, put it in a ballot and cross my fingers. That's a contest. But what this is I think a little misleading because it's not transparent.
Yeah, well, and it was evident to me this last one, especially over COVID, I noticed, or I felt like there was more of that going on. And I remember getting messages from all my friends and they're all doing this and I'm trying to process like, what's going on? And you know, it'd be like, I made the next round. It'd be one friend made the next round. And then I look up and then I get another, you know, vote for me because I just made the next round. I'm like, what is going on? Like, what is this all about? Yeah. And then when you posted your video, I was like, okay, this is really starting to make sense. And appreciated you being so transparent and really just putting it out there so people are aware and know and just to be aware.
I just want to make sure that I almost found it was my obligation in the industry to step forward and say, hey, listen, it's cool if you're going to do this, but you need to know that this is kind of what you're getting into. You know, it's.
I just think that just goes back to you as a person and just like, you are very transparent. You're very, you know, I mean, you're just Paul.
Yeah, I'm just Paul.
Hashtag find yourself a Paul.
Find yourself.
I mean, you just are. You're just very real and down to earth and you care. Like you really care about people. And that's really evident in what you do.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And I do.
It's definitely seen. It's not anything that you have to say. It's just seen in what you do every day. And I just love how you post about, you know, you post your clients and you post the women that have shot with you and you're always so encouraging. And we talk about all the time about good vibes. Like it's all about putting good vibes out. We need more of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every day.
It really is. And on that, I really just very quickly, I work really hard on, actually I don't work really hard. It comes naturally, but I've noticed in a trend, like I actually called a friend of mine to her social media, but this is all about good vibes. And you know, she was putting stuff out like, you know, haters be hating and, you know, there's always lots of jealous people, you know, and all this stuff and always kind of conflict related posts, always kind of struggles, drama, always something. And if you look at my posts, I mean, I made a meme. I don't make many memes. I think I've made maybe like 4 memes in my entire life. I made a meme and it was nice people are awesome. And it had a little heart on it. And I said, hey, tag someone that's nice just because, you know, and they deserve it. They should hear it. We take them for granted and we don't say it enough. And that got like, you know, 3,000 comments. Whereas I'll post a beautiful picture and I might get a few hundred comments. That got a few thousand comments. And there's a real need for like the positivity and encouragement and support on social media. So I called this friend of mine and I said, listen, because a lot of people are in that same headspace. We basically post what we identify with on our social media. And so when you can step away from it a little bit and actually say why, you can actually see where people are at, what their headspace is by what they post, because what they post, they identify with, right? So when someone's posting a lot of stuff that has conflict or drama, that's where their headspace is at, right? And so so I called this girl because she was posting some of this and I said, hey, listen, you know, this is awkward. I'm doing this as a friend. I'm going to tell you what I see. I see that you have problem, that you have stress and you have conflict with people. I see that you have a constant struggle, that these problems with these people are always on your mind and that you're conflicted about these things. These are the kind of the things that I'm picking up, that I'm reading between the lines based on what you're showing me that you identify with. I said, so, you know, put out positive things and change what people might, how people see you by putting out the good vibes. And she did. And all her posts are like, we got this. We're amazing. Oh, this today's such a beautiful day. I'm just going to enjoy it. And you know, my friends are the best. And I was like, yes, amazing. Now you look like a happy, nice, well-adjusted person. And yeah, she's like, I'm not going back. It actually feels better too. But it's a thing. I don't even know what more to say about it. The good vibes.
We all need that.
We kind of show the world where we're at by what we post. We really are. We don't realize how transparent we're being if we got issues about something with what we post. And I don't know. I just love being happy all the time. Just the good vibes. You got the good vibes.
Yes. Well, I think one of my favorite moments last year was when you sent a message out and you're like, let's do a dance video. And I'm like, ah, yes.
That video was supposed to be like 30 seconds long. I got so many responses of women just sending me themselves dancing that I was like, how am I going to fit all of this into a video? So I ended up being like, I don't know, 2 minutes long.
It was great.
I wanted like a 12 to 30 second video, something short to be cute, because who watches a 2 minute video anymore? Right. So I was like, but now I can't say, well, thanks for sending it in, but you didn't make the cut.
Right. Now I have to do it because I invited you. Yeah. No, it's great. And that's what I love about your vibe is like, it is, it's always like, it's upbeat and fun and women can be sassy and be themselves and there's like no judgment. And I love that.
Yeah.
That's just who you are. Well, we have to talk about Be Amazing Weekend.
Yes. Yes.
And before we really jump into the whole weekend, I want to zone in on the showcase, because just like you have had inspiring ideas, you know, with Strong Fitness Magazine and Strong Camp, this is another one. This was another Paul-inspired idea for the showcase. And I would love for you to kind of share your take on it.
It almost goes back to that contest that's not transparent. Even if someone wins and we're talking about like a normal fitness contest. Yeah. Even if someone wins legitimately, you know, and I'm not saying it never happens. I'm saying sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. But if someone wins legitimately, there's always that, let's say there's 200 women competing. There's, you know, 199 women that didn't win and put so much time, effort, and energy. And then all I hear about, I don't hear about what a great job the winner did, or I'm so happy with my package I brought forward and all that. You know, what I hear about is like, look, and they show me a picture, say, can you believe this girl beat me? Or can you believe that, you know, that girl placed higher than me and this? And I was like, oh, that's the wrong thing to take away from this. And I was just like, oh, I'm just so sad about it. And it was one of those things that I always thought, the best way to do these things is just to take the politics out of it and have no judging. Put your best package forward, you know, celebrate it, encourage each other in that. And that's the thing about the Be Amazing backstage. I mean, everyone is, you know, cheering each other on. Everyone's hugging. Everyone's laughing. Everyone's like exchanging and following and sharing each other. And it's such amazing vibes backstage. There's no pettiness. There's no drama. No one ever's like, can you believe she beat me? Because no one beat each other. Everyone is celebrating their accomplishment. I honestly couldn't be prouder to be a part of something like that.
Yeah, it's so cool. And that's what I thought was cool, is for you to share, just like you did, you know, what you experienced behind the scenes, because we only had two men back there. You were back there with us, and you were all over the place and taking photos. Like, I think we had 1,200 photos when it was all said and done.
Really?
Yeah.
That's low for me.
I want to say it was probably more than that, but to me, that's just like, there wasn't a moment, you didn't miss a moment. Yeah. Like, there were tears, there were hugs, there was dancing. Like, it was all like, it was just awesome.
You posted a picture. It's really funny. You posted a picture. I think it was you and Kari on stage. Do you remember that picture?
Yes.
It was you and Kari. And I screen capped the picture and I drew a little circle, because in the curtain, my lens was popping out through, taking a picture of the two of you from behind on stage. And I said, I love this picture, with a little arrow and pointing. I said, that's me. And you were like, I didn't even notice that.
Didn't even see it. And I was like, that's hilarious. But yeah, you were all like, you were literally all over the place with, and caught so many amazing moments. And yeah. I think for me, I've been in fitness competing. I did 25 shows in 10 years. I traveled all over, and this by far was, like, to me, the most amazing moment, because it was just this freedom to celebrate who you are, where you are, your journey, your story. We shared the inspirational stories, and every woman felt empowered and inspired, and like, it was just over. I can just remember standing there. I can still feel it. Like, just this overwhelming, like, there was a move, emotionally. And women left that weekend feeling full instead of depleted.
Yeah.
Which most of the time when you leave a fitness show, you're exhausted and wiped out, and you're trying to like pull it all together to go back to normal life, where this was a completely different experience. And I was like, oh my gosh, we have to do this again.
Yeah, I remember I was at the hotel lounge, and there was a bunch of the participants were there, and we were, you know, and I'd met so many backstage that and now we were going around, we're chatting, and everyone's having a great old time. It was amazing. And again, and this goes kind of back to the idea when I mentioned, you know what, we should do like a gala dinner. We should really do something after, because just saying goodbye didn't feel right. It was kind of like it was my motorcycle course all over again. I was like, no, shouldn't we all like get together and like have drinks or something now? Like, it feels wrong to just say goodbye after this show. We worked so hard, got on stage, yay, good for us, and bye. No, come on, let's have a dinner, a little dancing, a party. Let's have some fun. And that I'm looking forward to this year. That's going to be what, tell me about it. Like, what are the plans on that? Like, I'm just taking pictures.
No. So the whole weekend is like, and Strong Fitness Magazine is our title sponsor, which I'm so pumped to be aligned, because Be Amazing and Strong just align. And it's just awesome. And you're our photographer.
And Jenny, the president,
yes,
you know, of Strong Fitness Magazine, I'm pretty sure she said she's coming. And now with the lifting of the restriction of the quarantine for traveling for Canadians, I'm pretty sure she'll, that just made it a lot easier for her to come down. So yeah, I'm excited that she's going to be there. And yeah, we were chatting about, you know, while we're there, we'll scout for some, you know, some talent to shoot for Strong, and that, and these are women that are, you know, getting in some pretty good shape. And like you mentioned, we like all body types. So it's going to be a great area, place for us to scout some talent as well.
Oh, it's going to be incredible. So like, on Friday night, we're going to have a 5K to kick off the weekend. And then on Saturday, we're going to be at the Le Meridian Hotel. And that's where we're going to have Miss Be Amazing Bikini in the morning. The main stage is the Be Amazing Showcase. And you'll be with us backstage the whole time. getting all the amazing photos. And then right after that, we go to the gala because, well, we're all dressed up and we need somewhere to go and we need to have a party.
Yes, we do.
So we will have dinner and dancing, and it's just going to be this incredible weekend of celebrating and just having a good time.
I honestly think this is going to be this is going to start a trend in the whole industry. The whole gala dinner thing afterwards. I think everyone's going to say, "Yeah, this is a great idea. I mean, why didn't we think about this?"
I've never been to one. Like, we would go to dinner or whatever after, but it was kind of like you've done all this work and then
you're on your own. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for showing up. See you later. Yeah. It's the motorcycle course all over again, you know, just with muscle. And so, it's like dessert after dinner. It's going to just complete everything just wonderfully.
Yes. And we're going to have a DJ. We're going to have dancing, which will be the best part.
Yes.
So it'll be so many memories to make and share, and seriously, nothing but good vibes all weekend long.
Yeah, absolutely. I plan to come down with my videographer for this trip as well. So we're going to make sure to get video as well as pictures. Cause I really want to be able to tell the story of the weekend. Cause I think it's too important a weekend, to you know, just get pictures. We really need to tell the story with video as well.
Well, I'm just excited and honored too to work with you and to be a part of and again aligned with Strong for this, but to be able to work with you and to do something that's going to be so impactful to women and is going to be unique in its own way and just be a place where women can truly come and celebrate who they are and be themselves. And it's going to be too much fun, I think.
I'm looking forward to it. I had the best time. I was so excited when it was over last time.
Yeah. Well, and we didn't have a party last time. Yeah. And it's like, I remember that's the first thing you said. You're like, we have to have a party. Like,
yes.
This has to happen.
I was in the hotel lounge with a few of the participants. So I was like, screw it. I'm doing my own party.
I remember when you said that. And I'm like, okay, we have to have a party. Yeah, it's got to be like fun.
I flew home hungover. I enjoyed it.
Well, it's going to be a bigger one. Like, we're going to have a huge party and lots of fun. And
I'm going to book my flight. I'm going to book my flight later in the afternoon too.
Yeah. Don't do it first thing in the morning. So with that said, you're also going to be doing some photo shoots, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to be going down a few days before the show, and I'm booking individual shoots. Yeah. Like the Thursday, the Friday, and I think some even Saturday mornings. And then I'm doing some backstage pictures of the participants, and and of course as much behind the scenes as I can.
So if somebody wants to book a shoot with you, what do they need to do?
You just reach out. You can find me on either at Paul Buscetta on my Instagram or paulbuscetta.com on my website. Just reach out, let me know.
So what do you do when you are not shooting, when you're not doing photo shoots? What is Paul Buscetta doing?
Well, now that we have Jenny, and her husband Vince in at the magazine, and they're taking care of the show. And because back before them, if you had asked me that, I'd say, well, I guess you could say I spin plates. I literally just keep all the plates spinning and keep them from falling. That's kind of we have Strong Fitness magazine. We also have Andy Vero magazine. I have a commercial building that has a bunch of tenants in it and also houses the production studio where I shoot out of, which incidentally isn't my business. I just actually use the studio space because I've rented out every square inch of it. Like, after this, I'm going to go and do some maintenance at the building. And the hardest thing for me, and this is what's really tricky, is the 100 conversations I have going at any given moment via email or DMs, you know, people saying, oh, I want to book a shoot. I said, okay. And now it's all the, you know, crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's of arranging a shoot. And you have then people after the shoot saying, you know, requesting edits, or people saying, hey, I lost my shoot. My computer died. Can I get copies of, and, so I literally have like 100 conversations going on at any given moment. And the most embarrassing part is when I have a conversation about something with someone, but then, you know, and I used to blame me, but I don't blame me anymore. Now I blame social media for this. Because I'll have a conversation with, you know, Fit Chick 27 for like 6 months on Instagram. And then when I meet her, I'm like, hi. And it occurs to me, I'm like, I have no clue what your name is. Hi, Fitchick 27. Who are you? I was like, or she'll send some money over and it says Jane Smith. And I'm like, who is Jane Smith? And it's embarrassing because you don't want to be like, oh, I didn't know that was your name after like 3 months of chatting. I've always thought you were Fitchick 26. Like, so that it's hard to connect all the people. So what do I do when I'm not shooting? Administrative. Like, it really is just trying to keep on top of everything. And now, thank God, like with Jenny and Vince taking over all the magazine aspect of stuff and running with all that, that's made my life a lot easier. So I'm so grateful for that. And you know what? They are giving Strong the love that it and attention that it really, really needs.
I was going to say, I think it's a perfect fit. And I think what she does with Strong Girls and how that's come across and like how it's intertwined. And yeah, I mean, it's awesome. Like, I just think it's going to keep, you know, the magazine continues to evolve. And, but it's because of the team that you bring in and put together and you find the people that are like-minded and that connect with you on vision and that bring good vibes. And they do that.
I would only do it with people that bring good vibes. As strange as it is, I mean, I don't mind making less money and being happy than making more money and being unhappy. So for me, it's all about good vibes.
Yeah, at that's how we get along so well.
It's got to be. It's got to be.
Because I remember when I first met you, I was so like, well, first of all, I knew who you were when you were coming. And I was just like, oh my God, Paul, you said I was going to be here. Like, this is crazy. And I was beside myself. And then when I met you and I was like, oh, wow, like there's this, like, he's just like, he really is this good vibe energy. Like, this is cool. I dig this. Like, I'll be able to talk to him and he's not intimidating. And
I couldn't stop smiling watching you. You were bouncing around, like hugging and laughing and telling jokes and just being, I was like, who is she? This girl's amazing. I love her vibe. Yeah. Yeah. We hit it off right off the beginning.
Right. That's what makes it all so good.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So do you have a favorite song that you listen to right now?
Favorite song?
Yeah.
It's so funny. This is weird. Like somewhat people are leaving and it's, I'm almost embarrassed to admit this. I'm not sure if you've seen the movie Eyes Wide Shut.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. Tchaikovsky's theme, the waltz. It was in that movie and it was kind of creepy and it's kind of weird, but it just, I had it cranked the other day at the studio and I've been listening to it for like 3 weeks now. I think like when no one's around, I crank it up and sometimes I'll crank an opera or something like a certain passage in an opera that just kind of moves me. And I was like, but I mean, obviously I don't play the stuff during photo shoots and people think it's like, what's wrong with this guy? But yeah, no, I love kind of a little more of a classic kind of, well, not classic, classical, kind of stuff. So it's hard to say. So it's nothing really new that I'm really listening to so much.
I'm always intrigued by that. I'm always curious at what moves people because everything, it's different for everyone. And of course it depends on mood too, I think.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I love just about anything by the Beach Boys.
Oh, right on. Okay.
You know why? Do you know why?
Why?
Good vibes. Oh. No, and let me explain to you. Let me tell you let me just quote some lyrics from the Beach Boys. How about like they say things like, we should be married and then we'd be happy. They say things like, be true to your girl like you would to your school. I mean, can you imagine that kind of, I don't even know how to describe that kind of mindset where being true to your girl like you would to your school. Like, imagine that. That's what it used to be like. I can't even imagine that. I love positivity. One thing I don't listen to at the studio is anything with angry, negative lyrics. You know, I can't do it. I honestly, if someone wants to put on some angry music, and it could be angry rock and roll or rock and or angry rap or whatever, I say nope, don't want it. I don't like that energy. Like I, you know.
And I hear that a lot. Like people will say, I gotta have angry music on.
Well,
I gotta get angry.
Okay, so here's the point. And people say music doesn't affect you. I was like, well, then why do you need the angry kind of music to work out with? Because it just it does affect you. Like you're not gonna put a love song on to, you know, to lift heavy, right? Because it does affect you. So when people say that, oh, it doesn't do, you know, music doesn't, I say, no, I kind of, there's a little bit of proof here. That's all.
Absolutely. It sets the tone. Sets the tone for everything. And that's why people say, well, it depends on my mood. You know, some days I feel like I need to be angry. Okay.
Great. What does it say about me? The waltz from Eyes Wide Shut. You could Google it. The waltz from Eyes Wide Shut. You'll hear it. You'll be like, oh, I think I remember this.
Right.
Paul, what's wrong with you?
I will have to do that and then the Beach Boys. And I'm like, all right.
Yeah, listen to the words. The Beach Boys were awesome.
It's just like totally positive and like you said, just total good vibes.
Total good vibes, yeah.
Yeah, more of that all day, every day.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything else that may be on your heart that you'd like to share with our listeners?
I think for me, the social media aspect about, you know, we have a bit of a choice in what we're going to share, not so much what we're sharing with the world, but what we're sharing of ourselves. And if we want people to know that we're upset, that we're embittered, that we are currently in a state of drama, then that's a perfect way to do it. But we can also make it a better place by just, you know, sharing the good stuff, the good vibes.
That's it. That really wraps up our entire conversation is just, let's all share more good vibes.
Yep. Absolutely.
And then come party with us at Be Amazing Weekend.
Yes. Listen, if you're listening to this, you need to be at the Be Amazing Weekend. Just, you don't even have to participate in it. Just come join us for the dinner. Like, holy cow. I actually have like 3-4 people that's like, hey, you're going down. I want to go down. I just want to come see the show and all this and that. And I was like, yes, come on down. Okay. So before COVID hit, I was planning renting like a 40-seater bus, like one of those big buses to come down on the weekend and say, let's make a road trip out of this. Right. And the only thing holding me back is I got to come down a day or two early because of the shoot. Because if I was just coming down Friday, I'd load up that bus. But I need to be there for Thursday. So
well, I told you if you did that, I would fly up there.
Just to come down.
Just to get on that bus. I'm like, whoa, no, he can't do this without me like getting in on that. Right. I was like, next road trip you plan, I'm there.
We did that to the Arnold Classic one year and it was amazing. It happened to leave at like 5 a.m. It was horrific, but still. We did that to the Arnold Classic one and it was fun. We were dancing on the bus. We were having the best whole time. I say, I got to do that again one day. And I thought Be Amazing Weekend would be exactly perfect for that from up here. Yeah. You know, even make a stop, like go down through and pick up some people along the way. A magical mystery.
Yeah, I think it'd be so fun. And I'm like, if it's fun, I'm in. Let's go.
Yeah. You'd fly up just to come down.
I would do that. I really would. I just think that's like something you don't want to miss out on because it would just be like, it would just be fun from start to finish. Like, it would be great. Well,
and for sure, that'd be how Jenny would come down. She'd be on that bus too.
It'd be a tour.
It would. Well, maybe we should just plan a bus tour one day. That'd be amazing.
That's right. Tour. We're planting that seed right now.
Oh, amazing.
Cool. Well, Paul, thank you so much for being on. I just really, like, it's always a joy to talk to you. And, like, I walk away feeling more inspired and just full of good vibes. And again, can't wait to see you in October.
I look forward to it. I always enjoy our talks, too. Thanks so much, girl.
Thank you for joining me today. If you like the podcast, please like and share this with other women in your life. You can find out more about SweatNet on sweatnet.com or follow them on Instagram at SweatNet and SweatNet Charlotte. You can follow me personally on Instagram at itsealsmart. Stay tuned for the next episode of the SweatNet Be Amazing podcast.